We continue Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, our series of shiurim on Hilchos Erev Tevshilim. It's interesting to point out that as much as we learn about making an Erev Tevshilim and the different halachas, the Gemara here nowhere mentions what exactly is said as one makes the Erev Tevshilim. The Shulchan Aruch, however, the Shulchan Aruch is the one that does teach us what should be said as one makes the Erev Tevshilim. And this is again in Siman Tuf Kuf Chav Zayin, where the halachas of Erev Tevshilim are taught. And there the Shulchan Aruch says that nightly you take the food that was prepared for the Erev Tevshilin and you say, and this is in Sif Yud Beis, and the Shulchan Aruch says nightly mevarech al mitzvos erev, you make a brach al mitzvos erev, v'omer, and one says v'den yeshor lanu, with this erev it should be mutter lefuye ulevashule, to bake and to cook, ulatmuni, to do atmanam, udluke sharga, and to light candles, umevit kotzer chona, and to be able to do whatever we need to do, v'yontav l'shabbos, from yontav to Shabbos, lonu, on our behalf, if one is making his own Erev, ulepleni, lepleni, and if he's making an Erev on behalf of someone else, he should say lepleni, lepleni, u L'chol b'nehi irazois. Hagop, and Ramah adds, U'mi she'eni yodei b'loshen HaKodesh, someone who's not familiar with Loshen HaKodesh, yachal amr b'loshen la'ad shemevin, he could say it in the language he understands. And it's interesting to point out that the Mishnah Berurah says that even though the Ramah says yachal amr, he could say it in a language that he understands. Says the Mishnah Berurah doesn't mean that he can't say it in the language that he understands, but on the contrary, he must say it in a language that he understands, that he must say it in the language that he understands. And as I said, this terminology that the Shulchan Aruch is teaching us, we say when we put down the Erev, doesn't appear in our Gemara. The Mordechai says that it's a Yerushalmi. The Mordechai says that it's a Yerushalmi, but it's interesting that in our edition of the Yerushalmi, it's also not found. Furthermore, the halacha is, as we learn so extensively in our perek, that they did shechita on Yontif. And if one is going to want to shecht on Friday, which is Yontif Erev Shabbos, he should add in his nusach, when he says the nusach of the Erev, he should say ulishchait. And in fact, the Shulchan Aruch Rav in Sif Zayin, here in Siman Tov Kovchav Zayin, says that if somebody is a shechit for a community, even though he's not aware that he will need to shecht, he should still say this terminology because it's most likely that he'll have to shecht. Again, probably in our world where shechit is not done in Yontif, it certainly doesn't need to be said. Furthermore, even as we're going to learn, the machloikis, how critical the Machloikus Ramar Mashal, how critical it is to add this Nusach. The Paiskim certainly all agree that if somebody just said, Behadein Eruva, Yeshar Lanu Lafuye Lufshule, Latmune Ulmavichlukisharga, Ulmavikotsar Kham Yantav Lashapsa, and he doesn't add Lafukim Rashus Lashus, as long as it's a bidet, Aver, you're a shano, lano, lefuyel, of shulei, just using those words alone are enough. So says the Mishnah Brura in Sif Katan Lamed Zayin. Sometimes we have that the first day of Yontif is on Friday, and the second day, besides being Shabbos, is also the second day of Yontif. So the Paiskim say, this too is found in the Shulchan Aruch Rav and Sif Vav, that in such circumstances, when he makes Erev, he should not just say, Lamevet Tzarchana Miyontev L'Shabsa, he should also add, Umevet Kol Tzarchana Miyontev L'Shabbos U'Miyontev L'Chaveroi. And in fact, the Shulchan Aruch Harav suggests that if you won't say those words, so as we know that people typically for Yontif prepare extra foods that they don't always prepare for Shabbos. So if you're only going to mention in your Nusach Miyontif L'Shabbos and you're not going to say Miyontif L'Yontif, then only the foods that you prepare for Shabbos you would be allowed to prepare with that Erev. But the foods that you prepare for Yontif, you would not be allowed to prepare. There's a important discussion in the Paiskim. Must one be standing right next to the food when he says this Nusach Abehadeim? There's certainly no question that he may, that he has to be standing L'chatchila by the food. The question is, if you're not next to the food, can you still say the word this Nusach? So the Tveris Yisrael takes a lenient approach. Tveris Yisrael says that just like we know, this Gemara appears in a number of places throughout Shas, that one could take Maisa Sheni without actually standing right next to the produce. He could take it from a distance. So says the Tveris Yisrael that just like that halacha, that then you could do it here too, you may do it as well. And based on that Tveris Yisrael, the Paiskim say, and we've discussed this in a previous year already, that the halacha is that let's say someone comes to shul, yontav in the evening, and he remembers that he did not make an Erev Tavshilin. So the Shulchan Aruch, as we discussed in the previous year, tells us what should be done under those circumstances. Say the Paiskim, based on Tveris Yisrael, if you know where you have your food at home, you could say the food that I have designated in this spot should be available to me for the Erev Tavshilin. The Chidah, however, and the Shailos HaTshuvos Chaim Shaul is very, very not satisfied with this approach. And he says, we can't connect the halachas of Aruve Chatzeris to Aruve Tavshilin. Just because something works by Aruve Tchumim, by Aruve Chatzeris, doesn't mean that one could be makel by Aruve Tavshilin. But the truth of the matter is, and in fact, the Shailos HaTshuvos Marsham in Chelek Beis Siman Lamed Vav quotes this discussion, this question, the machlokes that we have here between the Tveris Yisrael and the Chidah, and he's not quite ready to take a position on which way to go. But I saw that there's a tshuva from the Miches Yitzchak in Chelek Beis Simen Lamed Zayin, where he actually connects this machlokes to another machlokes, a machlokes here in Simen Tuf Kof Chav Zayin, Sif Chaf, with a remark at the end of Sif Chaf says, V'meniach Erev, if somebody makes an Erev, V'lai Hiska Malachs B'Hajra, he didn't say this language that we discussing, El Amma B'dei Yehei Shar L'mevkot Sochana, have a Shloyerev Klal, K'mi Shloyerev Klal. So he says very strong. Not only does he say that you have to say the Nusach, but if you just said something very general, that alone is not satisfactory. And the Erev would not be a valid Erev. The Mashal takes a different approach, and the Mashal says that even if you didn't say anything, it's still a valid Erev. He says, as long as b'di'evid you put down the food l'shem Erev, even though you didn't say anything, the Erev is a valid Erev. And the Mishnah Brura in Sif Katan Samach Gimel paskins l'chatchila yesh l'hachmir kisvara rishayna, l'chatchila you should be machmer, where you should say the Nusach, and not only should you say the Nusach, but you should even hold the actual food. Valkein, and he therefore says, Im niske koim knesis lo yantav, if before Yantav began, you recognized that you made the Erev, but you forgot to say the Nusach, says the Mishnah Brura, Yachsa v'yita la'erev b'yadoi, you should take the Erev back into your hands, v'yayim ha'nusach b'adeim, and you should say this Nusach, v'lo yachsa v'yivarach shenis in kvar berev t'chila. Don't make another bracha. Vim niska berev Shabbos, but let's say you only remember when it's already too late, says the Mishnah Brura, yitnach kem chalacherim, v'yivash v'yitn loy. So as we learned in the Gemara, we'll still speak about it, that if somebody doesn't have an Erev, so what should he do? So the Gemara already teaches us he should give his food, he should give his raw materials to someone else, and that other individual will cook and bake on his behalf. However, says the Mishnah Brura, v'im ein lo lemi lahaknas, you didn't make an Erev, you have no one to give your food to, says the Mishnah Brura, yochel lismach asfar achrayna, you could rely on the Mashal that if you made an Erev Tavshilin without having said anything, but the evidence of valid Erev. It's interesting to point out that the Mishnah Brura in Sifkot and Samach Dalid says that even though we have here this Machloikis of the Ramah and the Mashal, if you didn't say the Nusach, whereas says the Mishnah Brura, if you didn't say the Bracha, but you said the Nusach, then everybody would agree, including the Ramah, that it's a valid Erev. So going back to our question, where you're not near the food that you want to designate as an Erev, can it still be considered a valid Erev? The Machloikis of the Tferes Yisrael and the Chidah says the Mechas Yitzchak that Machloikis is actually this Machloikis. According to the Ramah, where the saying of Behadein is so essential, says the Mechas Yitzchak, one can't make an Erev by sitting somewhere else in a different place from his food. Whereas, this is a Mechas Yitzchak in Chelek Zayin Simen Lamed Vav, whereas according to Mashal, who holds that the entire Nusach of Behadein is not so absolutely essential, one can make the Erev even if he's not next to the Erev. Lahaloch lamaisa, it seems, again, certainly now that we've learned the Mishnah Brura's opinion, that he says that b'di'evid, in a real b'di'evid situation, we could rely on the Mashal. So I saw that the Paiskim say, and this is the opinion of Rav Vosner, and the Chuvis, and Chelek Ches, and Chelek Tes, Simen Kuf Chof Tes, that if you're making an Erev this way, where you're not next to the food, you should say the Nusach, but not make a bracha. And as we've learned, the making of the bracha is not absolutely essential. Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach in Shaios HaTshuvos Mishnas Mincha Shlomo Tinyana Simen Mem Tes says very much along the lines of what we're learning, that one should make the, one should not just say I'm relying on the food in my home for the Erev, but rather he should designate specific food for the Erev. The Gemara on Daf Yud Zayin, the Gemara on Daf Yud Zayin on the base teaches us, quotes a Braisa, says, Toshma, Mishaniach Erev Tavshilin, if somebody left an Erev Tavshilin, Hareza Oifu Maf Vashal Matman, he could now cook and bake and do Atmana based on having that Erev. And says the Gemara, from Roitz Alechel Eseruvoi, if he wants to eat his Erev, Harishus Biyodai, he has a right to eat it. After you cooked and baked and did whatever you need to do with your Erev, you can now eat up your Erev. And as the Tzlach explains, the Chiddush in this Gemara is that since, as we learned at the beginning of the Perek, according to Rav Ashi, the reason we make an Erev is that we want that we should begin preparing for Shabbos already before Yontif, and what we're doing here is just the completion of what we've already begun. And the reason we do that is, as we explain, to remember that you're not allowed to cook from Yontif to weekday, because if one were allowed to cook without any problem for Yontif to Shabbos, people are going to make the mistake and think you could also cook on Yontif for the weekday. And therefore, one would think that if you ate up the Erev before Shabbos began, one would think that what you, the fact that you cooked on behalf of Yontif, you ate, is not a continuation, that you're not connecting the weekday with Yontif and Shabbos. You would think that it's a separate act, Kamash Malan, that once you've eaten up the Erev, as long as the Erev was in existence when you were cooking for Shabbos, that is satisfactory. And if we look in the Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Tuf Kof Chav Zayin, of course, Sif Tez Zayin, says the Shulchan Aruch, Lacha Shehechen Tzarche Shabbos, after the person has prepared the Tzarche Shabbos, Yochel Achloi, he could eat his Erev. But the Mishnah Berurah says that L'chatchila, what one should do is he should save the food. What L'chatchila one should do is that the challah or the matzah you put down for Erev, you should use for Lechem Mishnah on Friday night, and then use it for Lechem Mishnah again Shabbos by day, and eat it by Shalosh Shudas. However, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach in the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chosoi, Perek Beis Ha'ora Lamed Zayin, says that there are people who have a minig that they cut both challahs Lechem Mishnah already Friday night. Such a person, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, could already eat the Erev. So both, if he's going to be using the Erev Tavshilin Challah, he's going to cut it already Friday night. He says that's fine. And then you should cut it Friday night and obviously not wait for Shalosh Shudas. In general, I saw that the Minchas Elazar's opinion was that we know that for the Erev Tavshilin, you have to put down a food and you have to put down a bread. So his minig was that the food that he put down for Erev Tavshilin, he ate Friday night, and the challah or matzah that he put down for Erev Tavshilin, he ate by Shalosh Shudas.